Tonight the Music Seems So Loud by Satnam Sangera. Read by Homer Todiwala. Intro. I hate Whamageddon. This is the bafflingly popular social media game where people challenge one another to go as long as possible through the festive period without hearing Last Christmas. I hate it because it's impossible. Trying to avoid Last Christmas in December is like trying to avoid mentions of eggs at Easter. I hate it because it denies the genius of the song's creation. A young George Michael wrote it in about an hour in his one-time childhood bedroom in February 1984, while Andrew Ridgeley watched Match of the Day downstairs and then played everything on the recording, laughing off an offer from his engineer to take responsibility for the sleigh bells. I also hate it because it implies that Last Christmas is something to be avoided, when it is the perfect festive ditty. I mean, it has everything. A cheerful tune set against melancholic lyrics, a 1980s video set in a ski resort. Those sleigh bells. I realise not everyone agrees. A 2010 survey in Bulgaria named it the most irritating Christmas song ever. More recently, Germany's Radio Bob declared itself a Last Christmas-free zone. But I also know that with every year that passes, the song gets closer to being a festive fixture, like turkey and chaos on public transport systems. It was recently named the most popular song of the 1980s in Channel 5's Christmas Countdown, Britain's Favourite 80s Songs. In 2021, Newsweek put Last Christmas at number 30 in its list of most covered songs of all time, behind Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland and a bunch of songs by The Beatles, who always top such charts. In 2024, it came top in a survey conducted by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, when it asked people which pieces of music were their go-to choices to mark the start of the festive period. And, unusually, the song's annual chart performance seems to be improving. Not that it didn't do very well when it first came out in 1984, a year in which George Michael sang on four number one records: Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Freedom, Careless Whisper, and Do They Know It's Christmas. Having wished out loud for sales of 1.5 million, he sold some 3 million copies of the record in Britain alone. A recent estimate put sales at 5 million. But it was prevented from topping the charts by Band Aid, the second best-selling single of all time, becoming in the process, for many years, the highest-selling single never to top the British charts. But more than 3.5 decades later, on New Year's Day 2021, it finally hit number one, before proceeding to win the coveted Christmas number one title in 2023, making it the record with the longest ever path to the top slot in Britain's Christmas chart at 39 years. It was also the Christmas number one in 2024, breaking records as the first song ever to hold that position in consecutive years. By the end of 2025, Last Christmas had, according to the official charts company, spent a cumulative 12 weeks at number one in Britain since its release. It also achieved a new high on the Billboard Hot 100 at number two and topped the Billboard Global 200 for a week, making it officially the most popular song in the world for a period. Indeed, the song is the pop equivalent of Lionel Messi's footballing career when it comes to facts. The published claims made about Last Christmas include the assertions that it is the 16th best-selling single of all time released before 2000, just behind Careless Whisper, based on worldwide certified unit sales, including both digital sales and equivalent track streams. The 9th biggest-selling single of all time, ahead of She Loves You by The Beatles and behind Happy by Pharrell Williams, according to the official UK chart reporting in November 2023. The 17th most streamed song ever in a single week, as registered on the Spotify Global Weekly chart at the time of writing. The second most popular Christmas song in streaming terms, after Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, as registered on the Spotify Global Daily chart at the time